Hey everybody, this is what we've all been waiting for, right? Right, Dragon?
What were we waiting for again?
The Avengers. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is our movie commentary for Marvel's The Avengers. Oh boy, this is gonna be fun.
Oh yeah, this is the one with Superman and Catwoman,
Yes, this is exactly. Shut the fuck up.
right?
Oh, look at that, it's Cosmic Cube, or the Tesseract, it's called in this movie,
Oh
in
hey,
this
it's the thing
universe.
that's in the Infinity Gauntlet,
It is.
right?
It's an. Well, we're gonna find out. Okay. So I want to ask you something. How, when you saw this in the theater, correct?
Yes.
How excited were you before going into it? Like, how excited were you going into this movie?
I was incredibly excited to see how Captain America would kick ass, along with Iron Man.
You not Thor?
Thor was number three, I'll be honest.
Not Hulk? You didn't even see Hulk kick ass?
I was skeptical. Skeptical? Skeptical.
Skeptical. Skeptical.
Skeptical of how the plastic surgery would turn out with Mark Ruffalo there
Oh.
instead of Edward
Yeah.
Norton.
See, okay, this opening shot right here, I was con you read did you read Ultimate Comics? And did you read the Ultimate Comics?
I read some, but not all of
Do you
them.
remember what the Triskelion was?
Not a clue.
Okay, so it basically in the Ultimate Universe, it's basically the it's in Captain America Winter Soldier, but to a lesser degree.
Right?
But it's basically Shield's base of operations. In the Ultimate Universe, it was in Manhattan, off the coast of Manhattan. Like it was its own island.
Oh, hey, it's Phelps.
It's Cole Phelps. No, that's not his name. Now I'm doing it. Oh, look who it is.
Oh, hey, it's a girl from How I Met Your Mother.
And it's Nick Fury. I love how his coat just. I want a coat like that. Like, seriously? I want that kind of coat.
You just want the eye patch.
No, well, that too.
You just want to be Nick Fury
I
so you
just
can
want to be.
just have purple everything.
I just. Purple? You mean black?
No, apparently purple is his favorite color.
Where did you read that?
I heard that was the entire reason why his lightsaber was the only
Oh, you mean
purple one
Sam
in.
Jackson, not Nick Fury. I'm like, I didn't fucking know that about Fury. Should have just said Jackson. Although, for those who don't know, if you've ever read Ultimates, the Ultimates, which is a different take, a alternate take on the Avengers, the
Nick
only
Fury is Sam Jackson.
Nick Fury is actually drawn like Sam Jackson, so that is why Sam Jackson is Nick Fury in the movies. It's sort of like a full circle kind of thing.
The same thing happened with David Hasselhoff in the original Nick Fury.
No.
Was it David Hasselhoff or was it someone else?
Just someone else. I don't
Who was
remember.
it?
We don't talk about that movie.
Patrick Swayze?
No. No, we'll talk about it later. I don't even know what you're talking about. Oh, look, it's that one guy from the other movie. The one who liked to look at children's books. Children's books.
And for some reason had Loki looking over his shoulder instead of a mirror.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to reflect that at all in this movie. Or at least so
Kind
far.
of. It's kind of confusing. Is
Yeah.
he being controlled? Is he being manipulated? Is he being a derp?
He's probably
All
being
answers lead to yes.
Jensen?
Jensen, what are you doing here? You're
So,
supposed to be dead.
you know, surprisingly, despite that this is a Shield facility, it's a little bit more low tech than I think it I thought it would be.
Well, it's still going to be secretive.
That's true. I did
With
like
these
that.
huge buildings surrounding it.
I did like that line of like gamma radiation's not that harmful. Oh, look, it's Hawkeye.
Oh, hey, it's the guy that accompanied Luke Cage
Shut up.
and
By
Thor.
the way, they only call him Hawkeye once in this movie.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we know who he is. They either refer to him as Barton, Agent Barton, the Hawk, but never only once does Black Widow refer to him as Hawkeye. It's just weird.
Sure, we'll just call him Iron Man. We'll call
By the way,
Thor.
how does Barton know that the what? I guess he read the briefing reports, huh?
He
Did
read the script. That's what he did.
he? Okay. What do you think of? Do you like Hawkeye? I don't know if you like Hawkeye.
Hawkeye's cool, but I prefer Oliver Queen myself. Green
Oh.
Arrow from DC Comics.
Well, it's a different character altogether. Oliver Queen's an asshole. Well,
Nah, mate.
yes.
He's a cool guy.
It's because
I
you
don't
don't.
like what they're doing with him in the New 52, though.
Well, this is not here nor there. Maybe we ever do a commentary on Arrow. Oh God, we're never doing commentaries on TV shows. No, no,
Oh my God!
no.
Pretty lights!
Damn graphics.
Look at
Look,
them graphics!
you can see actually space. Again, if I was a scientist in there and I was afraid of and my phobia of big things bigger than me, I would be flipping out right now.
So, where's the orb from Portal 2?
Oh, that's, you know, it's funny. You see blue and orange right there in Loki's summoning.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of weird. I wonder who the...
Hi, I'm some dude. How you doing? You don't know me. You don't know my struggles.
Look at that close-up on the eye.
And that smirk. Would you call that a smirk or more of a grin?
I think it's a smirkerin.
Smirkerin, you say?
Smirkerin, yep.
You don't have
okay,
dictionary
this,
people.
Shit just got real, because this is the first time characters from different franchises are meeting other characters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's
And then Loki's all like, fuck your shit.
He doesn't even say anything. He just straight up kills people. Also, at least these S.H.I.E.L.D. agents are much more competent.
He's got some pretty good aim there. It's really nice.
He's a god.
Oh, and that guy just got obliterated.
And that guy had his neck broken. By the way, you notice how his hair's longer?
Is it?
It's a little bit longer, more like wild than the last one it was.
He's supposed to be a crazy guy.
Well, he's crazy now, and we'll find out.
Hi, how you doing?
By the way, that's total I'm going to rape you kind of face right there.
Open your heart to me.
So
and I will give you all that you want.
By the way, I love what they do with the eyes. So fucking freaky. Can you imagine how much it costs to just keep that on screen all the time?
Contact lenses? I don't know.
No, I mean, like, look at that. Those aren't contact lenses, man. They can't be.
I mean, after a while, like, it would have to be to save money.
That's true. Whoever designed those is cool. And he just does it to people. He's literally prodding people, and that's kind of creepy.
Here, let me poke you with my stick, if you know what I mean. The more I poke you, the more you'll love it.
It's the first time we've seen an Asgardian god meet with the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's, you know, first time you've seen it on the big screen. Asgard.
More like Asgard, am I right?
I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a video out there on YouTube where Tom Hiddleston does an impersonation of Sam Jackson as Loki, and he goes, "I am Loki of Asgard, and I am burdened with glorious motherfucking purpose."
I love it.
Tom Hiddleston's great. I think he owns Loki as the role. He is Loki as far as I'm concerned.
People who own this, tweet me the link to that. I want to see it.
Yeah, I'll send it to you later.
Hi. Open your heart to me again.
So he's kind of like being that classic villain of I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm the perfect guy.
I'm Mr. Peacemaker. Jesus.
Do you think he's wearing the same uniform armor from the first from Thor? I don't think he is. Cause how would he change clothes? Oh shit.
That's
black,
hell.
White man shooting a black man. Police brutality. Police brutality.
At least we can say that the black guy wasn't the first to die.
True. No, was he? I don't remember now because there's a whole bunch of casualties.
Could have been. Yeah, they were all white. We had to make sure they were all white.
I love how she doesn't even do. She just asks. She doesn't action. I just kind of find that funny.
Oh, hey, it's a lady from How I Met Your Mother again.
That is Maria Hill. She was created in the. She's only been comics for less than 10 years, actually. She's one of new creations.
Oh yeah. Wait, is she? She was around for quite a while, wasn't she?
No, she was. She only showed up around like 2004-ish. She's only been around for about 10 years. She's become a bigger idea, bigger thing. But you know,
the way you said it was like the Avengers was responsible for her creation.
No. My bad. But she's in. She was part of the Avengers comic book. Like, that's where her Rise to Prominence came up. So it's kind of fitting that she's in the Avengers movie. Not really. I don't know what I'm saying.
And wreck that car. And flip.
See, as a movie director, I always wanted to like do these kind of scenes. Like, just flip shit over, you know? Like, I know people make like movies to be artistic, but sometimes, like, you know what? I just want to be Michael Bay sometimes and just blow shit up. Right? I mean, like, that's what you go to the movies. Like, to me, that's why I go to the movies for movies like Avengers right here. Is like, I want to see exciting action sequences and blow shit up and see shit blown up. You know, sometimes that's all you need.
Well, with me, I like more comedies and stories myself.
Okay, I mean,
but yeah, the nice action movie is a nice change of pace.
Again, I would assume S.H.I.E.L.D. would have been a little bit more high tech with some of their stuff, but no, it's just a lot of mundane stuff, which is interesting.
Oh yeah, we're doing car tricks, like going fast.
Turning around. Uh-oh. So is that an implosion?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, because that is terrifying. Imagine you're on a commercial. Well, no, I'd imagine no. Like there would be no flights over that area.
Helicopter's just looking over and then goes to the pilot. Pilot, take us to Burger King. I want to get me a nice Royale with cheese.
Speaking of which, have you seen in Burger King's new burger?
You mean a black burger?
Oh God, I wanted to throw up when I saw it. It looks so disgusting. And I know it probably tastes okay, but it looks so disgusting.
From what I hear, they use charcoal to make the bun black.
Uh-huh.
Along with squid ink to make the ketchup and cheese black.
Oh, I would assume it would just be food coloring.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is disgusting. I'm never eating it. Oh, down goes the helicopter.
Well, at least it's only in Japan.
Is it? Okay, thank goodness.
I also hear it has a bit of a fishy taste. But that could have just been a thinking fishy.
Yeah, well, that's like everybody says it tastes like chicken. By the way, Nick Fury doesn't know how to aim for shit. Or maybe he does because he only has one eye.
You shouldn't have learned from Peggy Hill.
Yeah.
Or Peggy Carter, rather.
Not Peggy Hill.
That's a different show.
God damn it, Bobby. My name is Nick Fury, and I'll sell you shield accessories and shield. I'll sell you shield guns and shield accessories.
I'll sell you shield planes and shield accessories.
We are at war. And okay. While I love this opening, here for me right here, this little title sequence as you hear the music build up, that right there, I think I screamed in the theater. That is actually, I think I act like it's happening. It's a real thing. We're actually seeing the Avengers.
I've got a better theme for you, though.
What? Okay, I get it. For those of you who don't know, he was trying to play the theme from Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, which is a great fucking show, and it was canceled before its time. Oh. Oh, look, I wonder.
It had about three seasons, didn't it?
Two.
Only two?
Yeah, only two.
It's Scarlett Johansson.
You know, this is going to seem sexist, but I don't care. I really preferred her with longer hair. Then again, that's how I prefer women in general.
She is still very, very beautiful.
Yeah, she is still very gorgeous, so I don't want to, yeah. I kind of like that they open up with her in Russia, like, doing comedy.
Sokolov. My God.
This guy could be working for Salkin. Not Salkin.
Volgin.
Volgin, yeah.
Oh, you dingleberry.
I sometimes wonder if they're speaking gibberish or actual Russian because I don't speak the language. And it's like so hard to judge.
Well, maybe if you learn some languages other than your own.
That's true. I do want to learn Japanese one day.
But do you think you'll turn Japanese?
No. By the way, this is terrifying because I've seen this happen in movies where they ply your teeth out with pliers.
What? You also see worse if you play Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yeah, but still. Oh, this got a huge laugh.
Who has their cell phone on in the theater?
Come on. I hate assholes like that.
No, you listen carefully, asshole.
I love this.
My God, threatening mean.
Man. I just love how casual they are. It's like it's just another day for her.
Well, of course it's another day. She's a foreign spy.
I know.
I'd not give everything. Really?
I just love how candid how the Russian accent, like, I don't do this. Why do you do this? It's just funny.
Oh my God.
Oh, and she's mentioned Barton and obviously their close relationship. But not sexual. God damn it.
We gotta have it for every movie.
Yeah, we do.
It's a shtick now.
It's gonna be better than the next one.
Oy.
Especially when Tony, well, whatever, we'll get to it when we get to it. Oh damn. I always love that move, that little chair buster right there.
Chair buster, you say?
That's a chair buster.
And she's pulling a Jackie Chan where she hits him with part of the chair.
That's her.
And, oh yeah.
Her Karana. My little wrestling knowledge coming out. You know, I swear to God, I thought, your leg, you can break your leg that way.
It was probably dislocated at that point. And pick up your heels and just leave.
Just business as usual.
What's funny is, I think that was actually a part of the movie later on.
I don't think so. I think that's a, I think maybe at one point, like, I don't, I think it just looks the same just because you're around rubble and you really don't know what's around.
That's the, that's City Assist.
By the way, so, okay, here's continuity game. The last time we saw Banner, he was in Newfoundland. So, in between, granted, a lot of time has passed, since then, but how the fuck did he winds up in Calcutta?
He jumped very far.
Oh, look. It worked.
My God. You should tell everybody your plastic surgeon. He's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did. He's the guy who gave Rhodey a plastic surgery. And, of course, Banner, so to speak. I guess he's India, right? Calcutta, India, I guess?
I guess. And, of course, a little girl with money.
How the fuck did she get money? No, we're not gonna stop you at all, despite that we're driving right by.
I'm going to say she got out on the streets of selling hardcore drugs.
That's wrong and messed up. By the way, I think those guys are S.H.I.E.L.D. agents over there, just saying.
Why does everybody have to be a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent? Why can't they be a Hydra agent?
What?
Bears?
Uh-oh.
Man, what's going on over here?
So he got led all the way here and didn't even get the money. That sucks.
Hi. How you doing? I cleaned up since...
Again...
Last time.
And of course, this is the first real meeting between two future Avenger members.
Mark Ruffalo being all nervous.
I like that. You know, he's like, he analyzed the situation. He's not a dumb guy. He knows what's going on.
Edward Norton was the same way.
No, but
I think calmer.
I think Ruffalo does it, at least, he shows it more. It's not over the top, but I think it's easier to tell. Like, with Norton, it felt like he was playing it cool a little too much sometimes. With him, you could tell he's nervous, but even though he's nervous, he's calculating. He's always thinking.
Hi, I'm Scarlet. How you doing?
So basically, this has the Shield's been following the Hulk this entire time, and that's why Ross hasn't found him, because they've been leading Ross to other things.
That is hilarious.
I just want.
Do you think they leaded Ross to a gamma bomb that turns him into the Red Hulk?
No, they lead him to New York to get pictures of Spider-Man.
Finally. I can see Spider-Man now.
Cause you want that guy to play J. Jonah, right? Don't you?
You cannot look at me and say he would not play a good J. Jonah
Jameson.
No,
but it's so hard. Well, what's so hard to surpass J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah? I'm just saying. Whoever becomes J. Jonah, if they ever cast him again, it's just weird.
Weird that they skipped over casting him in The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Well, probably because J.K. was so... Well, okay, that's for Amazing Spider-Man 2. Or Amazing Spider-Man, whenever we do a commentary for that. But I was, again, going back to this whole archaic shit. Look how archaic that fucking cell phone looks.
Hey, man, you gotta use old technology.
I mean, yeah, I'm just saying, like, I guess, but it's just like...
Uh-oh. Even though it's sort of a...
Oh, boy. Just... By the way,
That was rude.
And everybody, and every single... And I know I did that every time I got out of line. I'm sorry. That was mean. He kind of was smirking a little bit when you said it, too.
You did it for months after this movie came out.
Oh, when I said something dickish, I would go, I'm sorry. That was mean.
No, you would just slam your hands on the table and yell at me.
Stop lying to me. Oh, shit.
And, of course, place is surrounded.
He was right. And he just plays it off. He's obviously much calmer than he was last time. Oh, shady motherfuckers.
I wonder how he stays so calm.
Thinking of Jensen. Just think of Jensen.
You didn't notice how well he was still dressed as much as he's in a more poor place.
Yeah. Which is interesting is that, again, these fucking security council people, they're automatically ready to say, well, so is Asgard fighting us? Like, no, dudes. It's one man. It's not the country. It's one man.
It's just one man. It's not like one single team of people that bombed a place represents an entire civilization. Right? I feel like that's what we're trying to say here.
Pretty much. By the way, I hate how they call the Avengers freaks. I mean,
like, to be fair, there's only like maybe two freaks. Okay, maybe three if you count Captain America.
Cap's totally a freak because he's the dude who was enhanced by drugs. I mean, he's kind of a freak.
And for some reason, the ice was able to keep him alive for 80 years.
Hulk's a freak. Oh.
Because that gave him a bum. Yeah!
Your favorite character. Hulk's a freak. Tony's kind of a freak because he has a freaking metal thing in his chest. He's a pseudo freak. Except he can hide it, but he doesn't hide it.
He represents it proudly. Hey, see this shiny thing in my chest?
We just watched this movie a couple days ago.
Or, as far as people know, just a few hours ago.
No, not even, just probably like if they're watching a marathon with us. A couple hours ago. Yeah, true, whatever. Look how hard he's... I'm surprised he hasn't broke it. Oh! By the way, I don't think you've ever punched a punching bag. Those things, like, they're built to withstand punches. So
yeah, they are.
The fact that I love that he has...
And he just picks up another.
Yeah, I just love that. And you know the thing about Chris Evans is that while he looks impressive, he doesn't look overtly muscly, you know?
He just looks like he's built to
perfection.
The height.
Yeah, because like, sometimes with Cap, they'll like draw him like overtly big and...
Like Rob Liefeld?
Yeah, well, that's a bad example, but like, you know, he'll look a lot more muscly, you know? And that's just comics. Some people just draw like that. But, like, I prefer Cap where he's muscly, but he is a lot more slender, so that way it looks realistic when he's doing the jumps and the acrobatics and stuff. It just makes him look more cool to me.
Remember that time Captain America had to wear battle armor back in the 90s?
That was dumb. Because... Oh, by the way, Nick Fury rocking a suave Men in Black cosplay.
I wanted to be Will Smith, but I forgot I was missing an eye. And I don't have hair.
Was he supposed to be Nick Fury at one point? No, he was supposed to be Captain America at one point, I think.
Who, Will Smith?
Yeah, there were rumors rolling around that Will Smith was supposed to be Cap.
That's dumb.
Well, I wouldn't mind to see it, but it wouldn't have been the same character. It wouldn't have been Steve Rogers.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been Steve Rogers. Will Smith is a good guy. He's a great guy. I just don't think he'd be a good Captain America.
Yeah.
Maybe a good Falcon.
No, I mean, we already got a Falcon, but we'll talk about him in a couple movies. I love that line.
Sorry, I said the name wrong. I meant the Black Falcon.
I hate you so much.
Bye.
By the way, those things are heavy, by the way.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's able to carry it like that.
No problem.
Uh-huh. And I wonder what we're doing underwater. Oh, it's my favorite hero, Iron Man.
Alcoholic.
This is what you know. What the fact that his name is Iron Man is really weird, though, because his armor is probably not even made. Doesn't even have iron in it. So it's just weird how he's called Iron Man.
Yeah, doesn't he explain in one of the movies that it's just a bunch of alloys?
Yeah, it's like metallic alloys. So it's like Iron Man's a weird name, but it's Iron Man sounds cooler than Metallic Man or Metal Man. Metal Man's already copyrighted from DC Comics. By the way, first time in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we're actually not really.
Hi, Pepper.
Hulk is a. By the way, were you surprised when Hulk Pepper showed up? I wasn't.
Why would I be surprised that Pepper would show up?
Well, I mean, like, considering it's Avengers and they already had a big cast as it is, I wasn't expecting the characters from other movies to show up, you know?
Because it's usually a big problem when you have that big of a cast, like Spider-Man 3.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. We'll debate that if we ever watch that movie. I have to own it first. Oh, look, it's Stark Tower from Lego Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
I love this scene right here. Like, this... It's such a like a full circle from how he first took off the armor to now it's just as easy as pie.
I just want to point out that he's making it so it can be removed while he walks. That's due just, to laziness.
Are you officially calling Tony Stark a lazy motherfucker?
I ain't got time to stand around and get this armor off. Well, get it off for me.
I don't think he's lazy. I just think he's got important shit to do and he's just on the move. So he's not lazy. He's just trying to be busy. Plus, he has a lady friend he needs to entertain. By the way,
oh yeah,
it's this building is as tall as the Empire State Building, or taller. That's terrifying.
Pepper Potts looking adorable.
I think she looks better here.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the shorts and shirt that does it.
Probably. By the way, every single man in America proceeded to use this line against their women for the rest of the year. I'm pretty sure. And then got in trouble, just like Tony.
Oh, Ben. You used it, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I never had the chance to.
You just went up to your manager and just said the line. Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what?
Despite that, I love Stark Tower, and don't get me wrong, I really wish, and maybe we'll get an Avengers Age of Ultron, but I really wish we would have had an Avengers mansion. You know?
With an actual Alfred character?
No.
Jarvis?
Well, Jarvis is dead at this point.
You're dead.
He's going to be an Agent Carter. An actual person.
He's going to be in the Avengers mansion. Just you wait.
No, I'm just saying that,
Also, his first name is Agent.
I love that. It's like... She just hands things anyways.
Yeah.
She clearly wears the pants in the relationship.
As all women do.
Yep. Let's not be real. Women rule. Women run our lives. Let's not be.
And of course, we get Tony saying that all those things that he can't be in the Avengers.
Yeah, which is interesting. I remember again. Like I think you said it when we watched Iron Man 2, but. That kind of freaked everybody out. Like, is he not going to be in the Avengers? What the hell? Is it going to be War Machine? I don't like War Machine. I want Iron Man.
I don't want black people.
That's racist. And she got him.
And well, that's what everybody was bitching about when Heimdall was black.
No, I know, but... I think it's like, whatever. And here we get the connecting universe. Tony sees everything.
Oh, hey, there's Edward Norton over there. But for some reason, after he got his plastic surgery.
Yep. Can you imagine, like, all of us... Like, obviously, do you think he knew about this before? He must have heard about the Hulk. Maybe not Cap, like, at least being revived. I don't think he maybe not heard about... You think he would have at least heard about some of this shit, but never didn't see it, necessarily.
Oh, Tony Stark is getting an iron rod, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
This has gotten very uncomfortable very fast.
Oh, hey, there's Loki.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I wonder what Loki's doing here.
Yeah, oh, he's watching. He's just, and then that's the.
I'm holding the cosmic cube. I swear.
The Tesseract. It's not the cosmic cube. The cosmic cube. Okay. Anybody who doesn't know the comics, the cosmic cube in the comics is not the Tesseract. The Tesseract's something completely different. It looks like a cosmic cube, but it's not. The cosmic cube could actually warp reality based on the wishes of the person holding it, making it a sought after item, namely by the Red Skull. The fact that, and it does not do that here, and it's more of a power source, it's not the Cosmic Cube. It's not. So, no matter what Marvel, like, I can't call it the Cosmic Cube. I will just call it the Tesseract, and that's fine. But the fact that we were alluded to it. All right, enough nerd talk. I love that Coulson's basically fanboy right here.
Hey, I collected your cards. Will you sign them for me?
He's kind of acting like that, you know, in a way, but without the heavy breathing. Like, even Steve, like, gets up and I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm already sick of this shit.
By the way, do you want his leather to his jacket or what?
He would play an excellent Hal Jordan. I'm just saying.
You're probably right. He could probably catch that. We're going to watch Green. We have to watch Green Lantern now.
I don't want to.
We're going to have to do a commentary.
It's so bad.
I know, but that's why we have to watch it, because your love of Green Lantern. Okay.
It's so bad.
We'll do it when we do our DC movie marathon.
I hate it.
We'll watch all the Batman movies, Man of Steel.
All the terrible, terrible Batman movies.
No, we're gonna watch Nolan. We're only going to watch the Nolan ones. We're not going to watch the other ones.
They're so bad.
Whatever. We'll discuss it then. Random Underground Workshop.
Maybe a Batman marathon.
Probably. It's only three movies. You can get that in a whole fucking day.
Four movies.
What's four?
Batman Returns, Batman Forever.
No, I'm talking about
Batman and Robin.
I was talking about the Nolan movies. I don't own the other two.
Oh, hey, we're in space now.
Transdimensional. Well, is he astral projection?
I'm going to say yes.
Doctor Strange.
I'm a thing. And I have armor now.
Damn that horn helmet.
Yeah. He wears it like it belongs on him.
Yeah, again, this is why it bothers me that Thor doesn't wear his helmet more. Like, come on. Hiddleston wears his.
Fun fact, according to Tom Hiddleston, this is the most uncomfortable costume he's ever worn.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because of the helmet or how the costume fits on him?
Because of the costume itself.
Why? Did you say why?
No, but can you imagine just wearing that in the summer heat?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing with anything. You know, like, I remember, like, watching the Lord of the Rings extended movie deleted scenes. Oh, I wonder who's up there. Who do you think's up there? Probably nobody important.
It's probably Death. I'm going to say Death.
All right, we'll go with
that. I have a second thumb. How you doing?
Oh, he does. I never noticed that before. Jesus. That's kind of freaky.
You just noticed that?
Yeah. I don't pay attention to people's hands.
Why, it's... I'll bet it's not showing on the camera right now.
Yeah, I don't pay... Because I'm looking at his face when he's speaking. I'm not looking at the hand. By the way, look in the background, and you can see something.
What am I looking for? I don't see shit.
His teeth is kind of bloody.
Yeah.
I wonder what he is. Oh, look at that. Something in the background. It's a Megalon. Oh, there it is. It's a Megalon.
It's the thing from Sharknado. I don't know things.
So Loki is clearly working for a higher power. He's not the mastermind for this.
We're on a mission from Gad.
And get your Blues Brothers shit out of here. Hey, look, it's a battlecruiser.
Hey. He who do not like Blues Brothers does not like life.
We're on a mission from Gad. Maybe we'll do a commentary on Blues Brothers. I know you would love that.
I love that movie. But yeah.
What, Scarlet? And again, more character meetings?
Well, it's S.H.I.E.L.D. along with Cap.
Well, yeah.
And then, of course, later on, we'll see them team up again later.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing, and she mentions that, and we're going to get a glimpse of it in a bit, but I really wish they had shown him being founded and not just, like, a reference and him waking up. Because, like, in the comics, the Avengers find him, and it's Namor the Submariner who finds him. But, like, I wanted to see, like, a huge, like, block of ice with Cap in it, you know?
Yeah, it would have been more of a waste of time.
No, it would have been cool to see it. It's one of those moments.
And they did find him while he was a block of ice.
No, but you never see him. You only see his shield, and then he's woken up. Next thing you see him in the future, it's woken up. It's a nitpick, but it's finding Steve Rogers is one of those iconic moments, and it's just a little mini nitpick. By the way,
I also want to point out that Scarlett Johansson has another costume, or not another costume, another outfit. Number 3.
Are you noticing her outfits? By the way, again, remember how I said I squealed at the title screen? I squealed right when I saw this.
Were you like a Twilight fan girl?
I was
after the 15-minute mark.
No, I wasn't that, because I was just like, ah.
Yep, you were a Twilight fan girl.
But I stopped, and I just was like amazed. This is classic old school helicarrier shit right here, man. I was so worried this wasn't gonna be in the movie, but this. Okay, you can't tell me this is not awesome.
Oh, it was well done.
Oh my god, it's so cool.
Like a medium rare steak.
Oh.
Nice, like, and well seasoned.
It's the freaking helicarrier, man. You know? It's real as it's gonna be, and it just looks so cool. You know, I'm never gonna get tired of seeing that.
And of course, one of those guys is playing Space Invaders.
Yeah.
Or Galaga.
Was he playing it this then?
Nah.
Oh.
Mark Ruffalo's just like, ah, shit, there's two people next to the door.
I think I would trip over, like, the ledging or something, because I would be like, what the?
I also want to point out that there were no safety rails along the edges.
Well, you're supposed to be inside at that point, because I think you have to have an oxygen mask. Oh, look, Wonder Woman's jet technology.
But at some point, you have to go inside the jets, which would involve walking up to them.
Well, no, they would have the mask on already. Like, you would have the oxygen mask already connected, so...
Like, what happens if you make a false step and you just kind of fall?
Well, that's why you're not out there. And the
that's
Jets
why
are
you have
the
safety rails. And there's the $10.
It's one of the new $10 bills, too.
Fun fact, you cannot use real money in movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Why
any
not?
Any kind of currency that you see in any movies is fake.
Is there a reason for that?
I don't remember. I just know it's a thing.
That's crazy. By the way, I love that he's wearing a purple shirt. I just love that, like, because they don't.
But why not purple pants?
I don't know. Because then he looked like Peter Griffin.
Oh, there's Clint. How you doing? I'm just hanging out on your screen.
Yep. He just oh, he's serious. Nice, taking off his jacket.
Oh God, he's hulking.
By the way,
he's hulking out.
By the way, he keeps his top thing unbuttoned. I kind of like that. He's a little bit more loose.
He's a little more loose.
Like, look, he's even unwrapping his sleeves. Like, I'm ready to go to business. I'm ready to get science.
He's also very well tanned for a nerd.
Well, he's been in India, so a lot of sun.
Do, 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 do.
By the way, that guy has a wrench in his hand. Or is that a wrench or a screwdriver?
It is a tool.
Iridium. I got a lot of that shit when playing Mass
Dr.
Effect 2.
Dr. Heimlich.
Is it?
Heimlich Schulfer.
No, that's Dr. Selvig. I don't remember his first name.
I was talking about the guy that was on the screen.
Oh.
It's truth.
It seriously sounds cultish, and it's freaking me out a little bit.
Uh-oh. Join us, Ben.
No,
join
look at
the
their
hype.
Eyes. That shit is not context. That has to be CG.
Dude, there are LEDs now in contact lenses.
That's crazy. Oh, look, beautiful shield lady.
Hi, I'm Loki. I'm gonna possess you.
I would have kind of loved like a little like deleted scene of the picture turning to them, like in that movie It.
Like in that movie It.
You ever seen it?
I saw you walking away for a moment. I really like the view of your butt.
Oh look!
What? What is that noise that keeps happening?
I don't know. Oh, he's in Germany.
Where in Germany?
Oh.
Cap, you're up. Go back to the place
by the
where
way,
you killed
like
a whole bunch of dudes.
I love that Cap still looks like somebody dressed out of the 1940s. I like
that's with his flannel and his khakis.
Yeah, I just like he just looks elegant as fuck. Like he looks the how to describe it? Ready for business but casual at any point in time. By the way,
You describe it, he might as well have a mullet with the business up front and the party in the back.
I could never be at one of these affairs.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, let me ask you something because you're the Cap fan. What do you think about his costume here?
I loved how they implemented his costume in this movie, just because it just looked so great.
Vring.
Plop.
I don't know why, but I always laugh at how he falls.
just how he kind of dangles off.
Yeah. Oh. The conducting missions. He just hands off his bow.
Could you hold my bow? If you don't, I'll shoot you.
Hi, I'm Loki. How you doing?
He's got that swagger with his cane.
He does. I think this is the scene that made Tom Hiddleston a favorite with the women. just look at him.
He's got those long coattails.
Is that what those are called on his on hanging? It's on
yeah.
A scarf?
That's a scarf.
Boom.
And plop. Oh, that was my face.
By the way, here...
Yeah, his hair is definitely longer. I see it now.
Yeah, here things get a little too brutal.
Hey, I got my eye on you.
Really, with the puns? Really?
Yeah. I spy with
like,
my little eye.
Okay, let me ask you, what do you think is happening?
It is a way of scanning his eye, but not actually destroying it.
Okay.
But I would imagine it is still pretty painful.
Like, is it like lasers or shit like that?
I would imagine it's pretty hardcore lasers.
Okay. By the way, it's kind of creepy how he's like, oh, yeah. It's like he
and
gets...
then we get that meteor right there.
Oh.
And shine like a diamond and grow them horns.
I love his helmet, man. I just love his helmet. He rocks...
And the cane turns into the spear again.
He rocks that cape like there's nobody's fucking business. Like here, the helmet emphasizes his longer hair even more.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is the thing is, I bet, like you were talking about the heat, I bet you it's probably like 100 degrees out there right now. But it doesn't look it, because you can't tell unless you're there.
I thought Germany would be a pretty cold area, actually.
Well, it depends on what time you go. Just look at everything. It can be cold here in Texas, too.
Very rarely. And this is what sold me on Loki being the villain here.
Oh, his little speech right here that we're going to hear?
Oh, yeah. See, was that so hard, you bunch of assholes?
Like he sells it like he is kind of acting like a messiah character. Like, I am here to give you what you all needed.
Death. I mean,
peace. Which is death. In some people's eyes, peace is death.
Or in his eyes, servitude.
That's true.
Yeah. I also want to point out that his coat has zippers, but no
Where?
Zipper.
Where?
When he does a close-up on him again, look closely.
Oh, yeah, I see. It's probably just, like, aesthetics. It probably does.
And then we get the dude here.
I bet you this guy, and I could be connecting, I bet you he was a Holocaust survivor. I'm just saying, just because he, like, or a person who fought in World War II or fought in a war, just because he always, it just seems like much more personal.
Yeah.
You know? And then, uh-oh.
Time to learn from your
Damn!
Own.
Damn!
Yeah!
That costume.
America is still with the wings in his helmet.
Well, Coulson helped design the costume.
Look at how shiny that shield is.
It just looks... I kind of wish you referred to everybody as like that.
Hi. How you doing? I got a spaceship with
okay,
a
cat. Okay, hey, there's people down there.
It's not dangerous. They have precision aiming.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, it's movies. They'll be able to get in one shot, right?
Yeah, I remember...
They're not like the stormtroopers.
I remember... No, it wasn't this scene, but... this is basically cats fighting a god for all intents and purposes.
And he does pretty good.
Yeah, he does.
Well, yeah, Loki, Roundhouse.
Well, Loki is just toying with him at this point. You can tell.
Roundhouse.
Like, he's toying with him, but not... Wait. Okay. This got a huge applause in the theater when I saw it.
And of
fuck
course,
yeah,
Iron
it's
Man
Iron Man.
AC/DC.
Yeah, they probably had to pay AC/DC like $1 million for that one clip.
Did Apparently, one of the members just retired too.
Oh, that sucks. Well, Reindeer Games.
It's because of the horns.
By the way, again, remember when I said I squealed at the helicarrier? I squealed right fucking here too. just look at that. It's Cap and Iron Man together, man.
You squealed a lot during this movie, didn't you?
Yes, I did, because it was we have never seen this before. This would be like the because we're never gonna get Spider-Man and Wolverine teaming up, so this is the closest thing we're gonna get. And it
unless
just,
of course Disney buys the properties back.
Yeah, but that's never gonna happen. It's too much money for them.
You never know. What do you mean it's too much money for them? Disney bought Marvel.
I'm just saying it's a whole bunch of it's nuanced. We'll get into that later though. What you think, Pilates? I love that.
You want to go get some shawarma?
Tony is a... Like, I think... Like, honestly, I think if anybody knew a guy like Tony Stark, you would get tired of his shit fast. And Steve is not the kind of guy who plays. He's like, I don't understand.
So, when do you think the Civil War will start?
Apparently, there's rumors going around it's going to happen after Age of Ultron.
Of course.
They're going to plant the seed there. But I don't know. Those are all rumors.
Oh, good. Oh. Why is there a lightning storm? Why are we zooming in? Hi. E.T.
Oh my god.
E.T. go home.
By the way, how the fuck did he get here? The Bifrost is destroyed.
There's more than one way to get to places.
I guess.
Hi, I'm Thor. For some reason, I'm missing my armor.
No, he's not at full power.
Why is he not at full power?
To not kill anybody? Because not kill mortals? I don't know.
He just pushes Iron Man back and grabs Hiddleston and just deuces.
Like, you're not even a thing. You're just a... Tony seems a lot more serious here, though.
And, of course, another line that we all just said repeatedly.
Yeah. It just shows how badass Captain America is.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah!
Suck it to you, liberal, not you, freaking pagan assholes who want to hate on the good lord. No, seriously, like sometimes people just go a little too far, and I love that Cap's not afraid of that, you know? And that they weren't afraid to write that in. By the way, this perfectly describes a relationship. Me yelling at you and you toying with me like there's no ends.
I don't know what you're talking about. Wait for our possible Let's Play of Gauntlet, which is just released.
Yeah, go play that game. It's awesome. We all did. By the way, remember how I said Loki's hair got older? I mean, longer? Chris Hemsworth's hair got even more glorious. Look at that shit. He looks like Fabio. He looks like Fabio. Funny enough, I think Fabio was actually rumored to be Thor for a while, just because of how he looked.
Wasn't he a bit older at this point to
no,
play
I mean,
it?
No, like when they used to, like, a long time ago. Not for the new movie, but I know Triple H was the wrestler was considered to be Thor at one point.
Oh God, can you imagine?
I can't do a Triple H impersonation, but it would have been terrible.
Dwayne Johnson's struggling to be a good hero.
Well, we'll see how he does in his other movie.
As he does with Lobo.
With who?
As Lobo. You remember Lobo.
Oh, hey, shut up. Loki is just fucking crazy at this point. He's lost it. See, I'm trying to be reasonable here. You're just being a dick.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just want to enslave the entire human race.
Does Loki just sort of, like, shove him, like, when he can't move him? Was that what that was?
A little bit, yeah.
It was like, I'm frustrated, but I can't hit you.
He's a wall, dude. I just want to enslave the human race. Is that so wrong of me?
See, here we get a sense that Loki, a truer sense that Loki works for somebody. But Loki's fooling himself. I wonder who it is. Well, it's probably nobody.
So, Thor, where's your helmet?
Yeah, again, like, why doesn't he have the helmet?
So, Loki, where's your cape?
Again, this is you. I would demand something you won't tell me, so I have to hit you for it.
I don't know what you're talking about. You wouldn't hit me. Friend dog?
Oh!
I'm listening.
Oh, and again, another meeting for the first time ever.
Yeah, this is definitely a meeting here.
I love
hey,
this.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm Iron Man. I'm Tony Stark. Billionaire. Playboy philanthropist. Oh, wait, I'm stealing a line from really part of the movie. Shakespeare in the Park? How many people fucking quoted this line?
Everybody.
God, this movie's just like... What the fuck does that mean? I'm gonna whip his ass and crucify him?
I know.
I'm just saying, what does Asgardian...
Let's not say that but to a god.
That's true.
Remember the last time it happened?
That's true. What, it's spawned the cult religion? Loki's just chilling up there, just like, whatever.
Yeah, like, you watch this, Loki.
See,
Loki smirking up there.
He knows something's up. Something's up with Loki. He knows something. By the way, and I will say this, the only reason Iron Man is even in this fight at all is because Thor is letting him.
And lightning. For some reason.
Well, to attack
and
him.
And go blast.
See, we didn't see enough of that in the Thor movie, where he uses lightning as an attack. He just kind of uses it as a physical weapon.
Oh, hey, full power. Who knew?
Damn. And he just lands on his feet like a fucking cat. Okay, remember how I said I squealed? I squealed again when I saw this.
Just that it was such a great fight scene.
It's like, this is classic superheroes. A misunderstanding, and then they fight. And it's a well-done fight scene. Like this bit right here where he crushes his hand.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, how the hell does that not break his arm a little bit, or is there too much padding?
I'm going to say there's too much padding.
Boom!
Yeah!
Headbutt. There's a dent in his helmet, actually.
Yeah, there is. Henry Thor was so hard-headed.
Lol.
That's it. I'm sick of your shit. I'm going to punch you, and then I'm going to just slam you to the floor.
What is this, wrestling now?
Smack. Spang.
Boom! Did it bounce off of Thor's head?
Yep.
God damn.
Yeah!
Jump
off
okay,
this
okay,
log for
again,
no reason.
Again, remember how I said I squealed? Okay, not here yet, but...
I'm Batman.
Nope, wrong movie. Steve, wrong movie! Oh.
Oh, I'll put the hammer down.
Slow-mo because it's dramatic.
Yeah.
And we learn that Cap's shield can take a hit from Thor's hammer, establishing the rules of the universe.
Yeah. And we can kind of see Iron Man's chest thing.
A little, well, we can. But again, okay, remember how I said I squealed? This is where I squealed again. The Trinity.
So you guys want to have a three-way?
It's just like, this is so cool. The first time ever. Thor's the only one not wearing a mask, though. He should have been wearing his helmet. That would have been better.
You and that damn helmet.
I'm just saying. And again, if any of these people think that Loki was under the impersonation that this was going to hold him, you're misleading yourselves. Did you think Loki had a bigger game?
Of course, it's Loki. I've read enough Thor comics to know his deal.
He always has a trick up his sleeve. He is the god of mischief at some point.
Hi, I like your plastic surgery. It's pretty good. Oh, God, Jensen is doing it again.
What, is Loki the new incarnation of Jensen now?
Nah, mate.
You're just saying shit.
And he was thinking back.
Here's another fucking line that people said. Like, there's to no fucking end.
I know I said it to you plenty of times.
Yeah, you did. And I still hate you for it. By the way, this would kill somebody, right?
It was built to.
Well, you're dropped, and I guess, what, the impact would kill you?
If not the impact, then the glass of shard glass. Words are hard. Glass shards.
Ant boot. And Loki just chuckles.
Fun fact, it's actually harder to kill an ant with your boot.
No, it's not. I guess they can sneak in your crevices, can't you?
Unless you twist your boot, it will survive that shit.
He said ant. Ant-Man? Ant-Man?
Ant-Man confirmed? Half-Life 3 confirmed?
No, not
I am Thor. I'm missing my napkins.
I love how they're all in uniform except Banner. But he can't be in uniform right now. I'm Jesus Christ, motherfucker. Thor.
Now, if you're hungry, ask Agent Coulson for a Royale with cheese. Yeah.
I just love the grandiose speeches that Loki gives in this movie.
He just owns the role.
He hams it up perfectly. It's not cheesy like Tommy Lee Jones and Batman Forever, but it's perfect villainy. Perfect villainy.
Well, here's this.
I'm out of here. I'm going to get a Royale with cheese.
And I'm going to get me a magazine. Hi. I see you.
He knows they're watching. I love that Cap still thinks it still acts as the military commander.
Yeah.
How the hell does Thor know about the Chitauri?
Reasons.
Like, it's just kind of weird.
Odin told him when he tried to touch the thermostat.
Probably. You must go stop Loki from the Chitauri. Thank goodness he didn't touch the thermostat. No, Anthony Hopkins?
Anthony Hopkins. Once again, Anthony Hopkins, if you're ever going to listen to this, I'm sorry we called you Napkins.
Whatever, he's never going to listen. He'll be dead by the time this comes out.
Well, then.
I'm just saying, he's an old man. He's a very, very old man.
He is a good man.
I know he is, but he's never going to listen to this.
You're just saying that he's an old man and a fool. Asshole.
He's adopted.
Oh, hey, it's a lady from How I Met Your Mother.
It's Maria Hill. Oh, and here comes Tony Stark to basically steal the show from everybody.
Let me guess, you steal. You squealed again once you saw everyone in this room?
No, not necessarily here. I was smiling more than squealing. You called them point blank. You have to be like, you have to remember that movie from the 90s to understand that reference. But I love how everybody like looks at him like, the fuck are you talking about, man?
And, of course, he mocks Nick Fury right here.
He has to mock Nick Fury. He always has to do it.
Sounds exhausting. I love it.
Is it me, or does he look a little skinnier in this movie than he does in Iron Man 1 or 2?
I don't know. He looks about the same to me. Yeah. Could be the beard.
Could be. That's the same.
Could be the suit that Jensen taught him well.
Could be. Jensen.
R.I.P. Jensen.
Yeah. R.I.P. Jensen. I love that.
Mark Ruffalo. Just hanging out.
Just holding his glasses like that. Nerd talk. Nerd talk.
I can't understand a word. I'm just a mortal. Oh, was that what that was?
I just love how Cap is just so simple-minded. He's not naive, but he's just like, what the fuck are they talking about? Because I know I act like that sometimes when I hear conversations. Like, what the fuck are you people talking about?
You know, Cap, I once met your best friend's father.
Oh. But...
What? Ha! Huh. And, of course, he understood that reference.
I love that.
I don't think The Wizard of Oz was made in...
No, it was like...
I know it was a book.
It was the third... It's playing Galaga. I mean, if he didn't see the movie, he probably saw the book. He probably read the book. And here we get... This is where the movie starts to slow down a little bit. You know, you get character development, which is what you need in these big movies. Granted, you know, these guys have had their own movies to develop, except for Mark, including Plastic Surgery over there.
Oh, but, yeah.
This is the first time you actually seen them interact, because you're never going to see them interact in their own movies regularly, except for the most, at least the big guys.
Of course, Tony Stark wearing a Black Sabbath t-shirt.
By the way, this also summarizes our relationship. You being a dick to me while I'm just trying to work.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do that to you.
Huge brick.
So I really missed back a little bit. There's a fun fact about The Wizard of Oz in the movie.
You've seen Harold and Kumar too?
No, I don't watch those movies.
Well, okay, there's a scene in Harold and Kumar where one of the characters fantasizes about marrying a bag of weed. So when he said a huge bag of weed, that's what all I could think of.
Of course.
It's pretty hilarious. He actually one of the characters in that fantasy actually commits spousal abuse against the bag of weed. It's pretty fucked up, but it's hilarious at the same time because it's a sentient bag of weed. Again, I'm just trying to do my fucking work. Look, just leave me alone. Get out of here.
Look, get involved in this conversation or I'm just going to leave with my berries with me.
Berries? What?
Yeah, he's eating like frosted berries.
Is he?
Like frosted raisins or something.
I don't think he's eating.
Here you go, Mr. Dingle.
Oh yeah, there he is. That's like a dog treat. He's like, really, man?
Really?
He's like, Tony just shrugs it off, like, okay, I got you.
Whatever.
It's cool.
Tony's mask just hanging out there.
Is it? I didn't see it.
God damn.
That is crazy that they didn't bring him in. They probably didn't bring him because Robert Downey Jr. didn't have it in his contract. Where's his Iron Man mask? I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
You said his mask is hanging out.
Yeah, it's on the back of Cap's head there. It's just kind of hanging out on his shoulders.
That's Cap's helmet.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
You said Iron Man's helmet.
I said Captain.
No, you said...
I said Captain.
I don't... Well...
Don't you correct me.
If you listen to this,
I know what I said.
If you listen to this, post in the comments, what did Dragon actually say? # Iggy was right.
Nah, mate.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah.
You know, how did you feel about that? Your boy, Steve, just got put in place. Like, you're dumb, and you're also an attention whore for your own outfit.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just a red, white, and blue guy.
I'm sorry, but I think I need to give you guys for that burn I just gave you. That was bad.
Oh, lordy.
Damn, Tony's cold.
So, Mark, how was the surgery?
You mean Bruce?
So, Mark, how was the surgery?
God damn it. By the way, there were S.H.I.E.L.D. ladies walking by.
Yeah.
And the thing, they're just touching green screen. They don't like. There's like no. Like, I bet you. I'll just do whatever. We'll fix it in post.
Just do whatever you want. We're gonna do it. We're gonna have fun with it. Just keep pushing buttons.
It
I don't
doesn't. I
care.
mean, it, none of it has to make sense. You know, none of it. There's no act. It's not. At this point, it's not even science. It's just made up science fiction bullshit, right? At this point.
I'm just gonna look at you through this glass green screen here.
I wonder if they can actually see him. Because, like, I mean, in order to put images on there, there had to be green somewhere for them to replace the image.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe on the right side, or, like, depending on what side they're on, Tony's right, Banner's left, that, there's a green screen right there. But, like, it's just really just the glass.
Or maybe they're just that, well, great of actors with a nice green screen right in front of them, and
No, I feel like.
they're able to stare
No.
into each other's eyes.
Well, that means they'd have to add in the reflections, and I mean they could do that, but I don't know. It just seems too complicated. By the way, how strong?
How strong is America? High strong. I don't know.
I was convinced in the trailers that this was an enemy base, not Shield.
Well, of course, it looks like an enemy base. It's dark, it's
By the way,
dank.
you think that an alarm would have gone off when he opened that shit?
Nah. Don't have time for that.
Oh, random highway.
We're gonna
Random.
have car tricks again.
Nope. Thunder tunnel too. Tunnels freak me out. I hate tunnels.
Why do you hate everything?
I don't hate everything.
You hate the concept of a bigger
I
space.
don't hate them. I
You hate
fear them.
tunnels.
I don't hate tunnels. I fear them.
You
Tunnels are
hate
helpful.
Captain
I
America.
don't hate America.
You
Stop
hate
it.
America.
I don't hate America. By the
You
way, is that?
hate tubes of metal.
I don't hate. Oh, look, Jane.
Oh, hey, it's a person that we'll never see in a movie.
No, it just
Except for
kind of.
maybe one scene.
No, that's about it. That's we only got one that there.
Coulson's just like, hey, remember when I stole all her stuff?
No,
Good
he
time.
wasn't. Was he there for that? Was
Yeah, he
Stone?
was.
Yeah, that's right.
He was right there when some dude took away Jane's journal.
That's right. And Darcy's iPod.
Oh, there's that guy in the background. What?
What? The
What's
fuck is
that?
that noise?
It keeps happening, and I don't know why.
It's weird. Whatever.
I have to sneeze, and I can't.
Again, I was in the comics. I always loved it when Thor would reference something of Asgard and
Nobody would understand what the hell he's talking about.
yeah. And it's just always comedy. I was like, you don't know what
Hey,
that is.
Thor, where's your napkins?
Yeah, his napkins are noticeably gone in this one.
I also miss the metal sleeves.
Well, he'll have them. It's just that he's not at full power.
Which is kind of dumb.
Well, no, he does. If he's at full power, he could kill a man, and he doesn't want to kill people. He could. I mean, that's why Iron Man was only able to last so long. We know Thor could kick Iron Man's ass.
As seen in J. Michael's comic book run.
Yep.
Oh man, that was wonderful.
Yeah, so Thor was I would think the only reason Thor was able to, like, Thor was holding back. And if it got a little too handy, Thor would have armored up, but no point. Plus, you gotta show off his biceps, man. Look at
I
that.
worked hard for these things. You'll show them off in the movie, or I'll sue. Show the muscles, or I'll sue.
Why did it? Uh-oh.
Coulson just kind of hanging out with a stern face.
Yeah. Look, Loki just chilling in his green room.
Yes, it's almost time.
What is he rushing now all of a sudden because Black Widow's in the scene?
Yes. My plan, it shall come together. Because I've got the, how you say, swagger. I
I've expanded his mind. He is Jesus Christ. God damn it.
don't
More violent. By the way, I found a book called Jesus, called Zealot: The Life and Times of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. This is only going to go so far.
I didn't read the book, but I kind of want to read it. Basically, it sort the theory. The thing is like he uses historical texts and the biblical scriptures to put more Jesus as a religious zealot. Not a religious zealot, but like what it would actually have been like. I don't fucking know. Something.
From what I hear, Final Fantasy Final Tactics is supposed to be about the story of Jesus Christ.
Is there a little boy?
No, the entire deal of him obtaining followers and getting executed and all that.
Does he get executed on a cross?
I don't remember. I've never played it.
Okay.
Anyways, back to the movie. We're seeing Scarlett Johansson interview Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, pretty much. Again, this is... I think the slowness for me kind of killed it a little bit for me in this movie. It was interesting at the first time because you just like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. But having watched it multiple times, it's kind of like,
oh my god, just go on with it.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, you kind of want to just fast forward. But the first time, I was literally leaning in my seat, just
hanging on every word.
Yeah, it's, again, this has never been happened before. You know, I know I'll.
Hi. How you doing?
And then here comes Loki poetically schooling Scarlett Johansson. Uh-oh. Shit just got real.
Uh-oh. He's talking about things.
See,
how does he know about these things?
I wonder how he does know.
Oh my god. He's saying these awful things.
See, this is every, and people would see to use this as an insult to every single woman or person.
Access denied.
Access.
Oh my god!
It's Ultron.
Virus detected. Virus detected.
Every time I hear to see the word virus detected, this is the voice I hear. Virus detected. Virus detected. I always hear like a deep male voice whenever I hear virus detected. Wait a minute.
Is that a thing that you constantly hear?
What?
The deep male voice.
Damn.
Yeah.
Look at that intensity on his face.
And he spits on the glass, too.
Oh, he did.
Oh, my God. I'm so sad and
By the way,
afraid.
I think Quim means bitch.
Damn. Oh, my God. I'm so frightened. And, of course, he swallows his slobber there.
Does he?
Yeah.
It's kind of disgusting.
And, of course, Scarlett's all like, oh, so that's what you're planning.
Loki's...
Thanks for the information. Deuces.
Loki just got trolled. How's
yeah.
It feel? How's it feel, bitch?
The trickster got tricked. Oh, hey, there's the Black Widow symbol there on her belt there.
Yeah.
It's great. Long towers.
Uh-oh.
Hi. I'm Fury.
By the way, that whole scene took over like the course of 6 hours. Because, look, it was nighttime when they were up there, so it must have been at least 6 hours. Maybe more. Maybe less.
Maybe she took a coffee break.
Probably. But...
Hi, I have a gun. How you doing?
Uh-oh.
Cavs packing heat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, Fury's been exposed.
In more ways than one.
Oh
no! Not that way.
He didn't even do anything. That's what I find funny. He's like, he didn't do anything.
Mark's getting a little nervous.
Yeah, I like that he gets a like his voice get like he legit he, like you can see you can feel the anger, like he's getting not he's just annoyed at this point. He's like, I'm sorry. What the fuck? Like, I think if I was there, I'm sorry. What the fuck did I do?
Would you like to explain what I did? Because I would like to know what I did.
Well, and it's really not his fault. It's you know, fucking Loki. But he's being blamed because, you know, he's there.
And you can kind of see Mark Ruffalo leaning over toward the spear there.
Yeah, a little bit. It's so quick that you won't notice it when you're... Because you're too busy focusing on Fury and Thor.
Yeah.
And Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm tougher than all of you.
Guardians of the Galaxy reference, baby. Oh.
Remember yeah. When we made the Shagohod and the Metal Gears?
I'm just saying, like, Tony's the one who should be talking the least, honestly, in some sense of this. Like, you did the same thing too, fucker.
I got better about it. Yeah.
Uh-oh, something's happening.
Do you think that's how Loki knew everything, because he was controlling the spear?
Probably. Either that, no, I think Barton told him about Natasha, but in terms of everybody else, I think it's because of the spear. Hey, what's going on?
There are numbers. Hi. I wonder why the helicarrier got the shielding off.
Because it's in a clouded area. And probably in a
clouded area.
I'm just saying, it's probably in a clouded area. Oh, that bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Oh, and the speed. Science reference.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything! This is what I find funny about the scene. It's like, he didn't do shit yet. Stop judging him. You're black. You should know about this. Like, God damn it. Let the man... Like to me, it's like, you're accusing me of something I haven't done yet. You're pissing me off from doing that. See, I would just Hulk out all the time if I was the Hulk.
And, of course, Iron Man and Captain America going at it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they've always had their differences. So it's only fitting that they would have the differences here. Civil War sat down, maybe.
You know what? Take your suit away. What are you?
I'd still kick your ass.
Nah, mate.
Damn. In terms of physicalness, you're right. But Cap's a much better human being than Tony ever will be.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely attest to that.
And here begins the montage of awesome shots by Hawkeye. Look how tired he looks.
Well, he was probably awake this entire time. And boom.
You know what that shot reminds me of? Remember in the old Batman movies, they would show the hook going up and through the wall and then hooking?
Yeah. You humans are so tiny.
Very tiny. And to me, that's like, so like they were being manipulated this entire time. So, I want to give context to this scene, because in The Incredible Hulk, there was a 4-disc special edition that came out that contained deleted scenes.
Yeah.
In one of the deleted scenes, it shows Ed Norton going to the Antarctic and putting a gun in his mouth, but he turns into the Hulk. So that's what it's referencing right there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and this was before Cap was even in production, but there was a theory running around that Hulk, because he's so strong, breaks off a shoe shard of ice.
Oh, when did I grab this?
Oh. Oh, look! My phone's ringing. I guarantee you everybody looked at their cell phones when that shit happened.
I wanted to see what the Hulk would do with that spear.
Just stab everybody. God damn it, girls. You're both pretty. but... What was I saying? Oh! And now the movie picks up again.
Yay!
How convenient. Explosion. Damn! That's a convenient... And then the light goes...
And that's when the movie splits into two parts.
A little
action bit. And horror.
Wait, how is this horror?
It's when it becomes horror is when it's... When Scarlet and the Hulk are alone.
Oh, yeah, this little... Yeah. It just shows how terrifying the Hulk... Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Hi, it's a girl from How I Met Your Mother.
You stop saying that. Just call her Maria Hill already. You're not pointing at anything. You're pointing to Gallica, asshole.
you see, I would listen, but my ears are ringing from that explosion.
Uh-oh. Oh, and her ankle got caught. Dead-ass shot.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
See,
okay,
horror
okay,
section.
Again, remember how I said I squealed earlier? not yet. Again, look, it's weird to me how Hawkeye doesn't require the freaking face mask, but these other fucks do. And they're at the same elevation, too. I'm like, the hell does Jerry, I get, maybe they want to see his face, but still. Just
it's the projectile powers that whatever. He has.
Oh, projectile.
It would be kind of nice to see him with the actual Hawkeye mask.
Yeah, but they were...
With a little gas mask or something attached to it.
Yeah. Okay, like I said, remember when I squealed?
And, of course, with Ruffalo, with his interpretation of the transformation.
Yeah.
No, go away, you dumbasses!
Seriously, they could have been killed.
Shut up.
I like how his voice is a little bit more monstrous when he said that. Okay, and here, it's right here when I squeal again, because it's seeing the Hulk, you know? for the first time since The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
And in an Avengers movie, and like, right there, that sold me right there. Because it looks like he regrets what he's about to do. Oh, damn. Although he looks smaller here than he did in The Incredible Hulk.
Eh.
Maybe it's because it's in the environment, but he looks a little smaller to me. Oh, damn.
And time to wreck some shit.
Okay, seriously, this is the scariest fucking thing in this whole goddamn movie.
Yeah, you see what I mean when I said it splits into action and horror?
Yeah, look at that. That thing is chasing you. That thing could kill you with one slap.
With one slap.
Not even a punch, a slap, and smirgrin.
Smirgrin.
Yes.
This Webster turned this into a word. Smirgrin. No.
Then put it on the motherfucking left. I really wish he would just...
I bet he just wished he could.
Yeah, he probably did a take where he said that.
Also, a fun fact for one of those Capital One commercials that he's in,
yeah,
he actually said motherfucking.
And they didn't bleep it? Or did he say motherfucking or motherfucker?
Motherfucking.
That's weird.
It was shown for a short amount of time because they didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Because he just says it so naturally.
Yeah. Again, Tony, I don't understand your science.
I don't understand your words. I'm just a guy from the 40s. I'm just a guy from Brooklyn.
Just a kid from Brooklyn. Look how complicated that shit looks. Like, I would have been like, oh, well, I'm done.
Fun fact, I actually know how to build one of those.
What?
A circuit board like that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I learned how to do it.
God damn. You should have switched places with Cap.
I did it in middle school, too.
This would be a fun mini-game right here.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh, shit. Okay. I jumped in the theater when that happened. I watched it in IMAX right there, so the sound's even louder.
Yeah. This scene reminds me of Resident Evil when they're going through that glass hallway.
Oh, when they get sliced in half like that?
Oh, she got smacked.
Uh-oh. Look how...
Ow.
Look, he's gonna smack her too! Oh! This is the fight everybody wanted to see.
Hi, I'm Thor. How you doing?
No, hi, I'm... How you doing?
Is that how thou doing?
He's never seen anything like this. He just punches him.
Punch?
This is a great job to show how powerful Thor really is.
And still how powerful Hulk is.
Well, Hulk is the strongest one there is.
Punch!
Damn! It's almost comedic in that way, how he goes through that.
Yeah.
I've always said if I was in an action movie, I would either love to get thrown or throw somebody through a wall, a glass window, or something.
And have maybe that cartoon-like effect where it just shows the body going through the wall.
Yeah.
Speak English.
Speak Ingusaru. Wait, I'm not Japanese.
You couldn't have just said that the first time?
No, Tony likes to make things complicated. Oh.
That's it. I'm mad.
He does the... No. He's doing his own smigrin. Yinsen, come to me.
And it kills about 5 people on the way there.
Okay, remember when I said I squealed? Squealed again here.
Uppercut.
Sure you can.
Yeah.
He moved a fucking whole jetliner.
That was a 50 million plane, asshole.
I kind of wish he did the thing from where he did the car thing in Hulk. Oh, again, this...
Funny part here.
Yeah, that Hulk can't lift Mjolnir no matter how strong he is. Chokehold. It's illegal. It's illegal.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is no holds bar. Come on, I gotta go find my friends from How I Met Your Mother.
That is a really delayed reaction to the grenade. I guess you didn't see it clearly enough.
Just slap you right in the throat.
CQC for the win.
I wouldn't have laughed if he had lifted that assault rifle and then just punched him with it.
Yeah.
Or not more punch, but just kind of smack it upside him.
I wonder what Cole Phelps is doing.
He's doing things.
Dip.
Oh.
That is just super comedic. He just grabs him.
Oh, can I have a breather? Nope. Picking your ass up. Oh my god, there's another plane!
No. That plane's helping them, I think.
Or is it?
Oh, that one's going. Look, I didn't notice. No, I noticed that before. With like how the turbine goes down to allow it to hover. Because planes can't normally do that shit.
I think some can, actually.
Are you serious? Damn!
Ow!
Thor, we're not supposed to be. This is wrestling. It's not real.
Hulk annoyed at tiny things shooting at me. By the
way, this is how you know S.H.I.E.L.D. has an infinite budget, because they can do shit like this to their stuff. Target angry. Okay, seriously, that shit is terrifying. Hulk is possibly the scariest motherfucking thing in the Marvel Universe, on Earth at least.
Oh, tore off that wing. Just because. Oh! This is Anne, how about no?
Yep. Okay, that got a bit of a laugh of just Hulk just like, no.
Oh, hey, it's that thing that he could have done in Iron Man 2.
But only did it once, so he can never do it again. Or do it again. What?
See how he only used it with one arm? He could have done that in Iron Man 2.
Yeah. But there were multiple enemies. Just palm that shit.
He's like one of those basketball players.
Yeah. Shot block.
Yeah. Bye.
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
Captain America is really attuned to throwing people off planes.
Yeah, he is.
And he's got those...
By the way, Cap doesn't know how to aim a gun for shit, apparently. He's waving around
just
like
for cover fire.
No, that's just waving around like a fucking madman. Quit missing bullets. Oh, shit.
Fun fact that still kind of saddens me. All of his arrows are green screened, or CGI.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Well, to be that accurate, yeah.
Because if you look at the deleted scenes and such,
he doesn't have anything.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything in his holster. Holster? Quiver.
Quiver. Yeah. Come on, Mr. Green Arrow fan.
Don't be hating.
Also, classic comics trope: the helicarrier always goes down. Elytra.
What?
What was that? Look how traumatized she is from seeing the Hulk.
My god. I'm so scared.
Like, she is legit. She just, I saw some shit, man. I saw some shit nobody should see.
To be fair, that is some scary.
No, I know that, but it's like, this is a veteran hardcore S.H.I.E.L.D. agent who's probably seen the worst of humanity, and the Hulk is the thing that sort of wrecks her shit.
Got some friction going on here.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, now Cap knows how to aim a fucking gun. Oh. Cap, what are you doing?
Oh, no!
Oh, god.
So this is how this feels.
I'm never doing it again. Does it again in Cap 2.
God.
And Thor's an idiot.
Oh, no. Now I'm in a thing.
Again, our relationship in a butthole.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy.
I do like this fight scene, though.
Hi. Yeah. Where'd she go?
I know. That always confused me. It's like it's not clear. Because it looks like she goes underneath, and then all of a sudden she's on top again.
Yeah, she goes around to the other side. Ow. Yeah. Now I got your bow. What are you going to do about it?
I got a knife, bitch.
Uh-oh. I'm pretty sure that cracked.
Did you see that sort of smile Loki had right when he hit it? He's like, hey.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that shit-eating grin. He's like, yeah, do it again, buddy. Look at that. Uh-oh.
Oh, hey, he's got a thing.
Move away. Again, look how calm he is. Move away, please.
Please, just move away.
He's so fucking calm. It's awesome.
Move away or I'll kick your ass. I will gun you down, motherfucker. No mercy. You see this? And stab.
Oh my god, I think I legitimately heard gas when this happened.
No, Coulson! You were such a great character in every other movie.
I think I cried a little bit when he died.
Spoilers, he dies.
Well, look at that.
And Thor's about to die.
Interesting note, in the UK edition for the Blu-ray for Avengers, that tip where it shows it's coming out is actually edited out.
Really?
Yeah, so it doesn't show as like a full impale.
That's weird.
Yeah, so that led to a lot of people speculating. I mean, if you're watching this, you know Coulson's alive at this point, so...
If you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, even not, you've probably seen the promotions for it in, like, everything else, so...
And, of course...
More CQC? Is this CQC?
Wait. I think we're just going to call it CQC because of our love of...
Damn!
Dirty boxing.
Okay. Have you ever had your head rammed into something like that? I've had, and it hurts.
You've been in a lot of fights, haven't you?
No, just trips.
You just trip and
okay,
fall.
What was that for?
Yeah!
What the hell was that for?
She had to reconfigure his brain.
By slapping him?
Yes.
I wonder where Thor is, actually.
I'm going to say Florida.
You think Florida?
No.
Because it's over water. It's on the... Superman Dunch!
Flop.
Belly flop. I give that dive a 6 out of 10.
Shouldn't have landed on his feet. Hi.
It's the fucking saddest moment of the goddamn movie, man. Like, come on. Why did you have to kill Coulson?
So I remember when I said I was going to shoot you with no mercy? That's about to happen. Only if you start to listen to me.
Oh. Bam!
Yeah!
You know what I realized? That's the beginning of Loki's ass whooping.
Yeah.
Because he proceeds to get one after every single time.
Oh my god, we're dropping!
Fury's as calm as fuck. But, wow, Cap has incredible upper body strength. And again, he is the perfect human.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Do you think, because obviously you saw like they're over like a small suburb area. Do you think some little kid looked up and saw that shit? And said,
what the hell is going up there?
I think I'd be freaking out if I saw that shit. Like, they're not that high to where you could, and there's not enough clouds to where people couldn't see that shit.
Of course, a news station's just looking up with cameras.
No, S.H.I.E.L.D. would have had, like, somebody else would have, like, had them, you know, black it out or something.
I knew I shouldn't have shot that guy. Uh-oh. Shit.
Oh, no! Oh, he's gonna need a new paint job. Ow!
That's a headache if I've ever seen one.
Oh, look, he got pretty sliced up, too. This is why fans suck! Spear!
Gonna tackle your ass.
Goldberg with the spear over there.
What?
Wrestling reference.
What?
And there goes Loki.
Get your wrestling out of here.
No. And Loki has left the helicarrier in shambles.
The next
look, there's
stage
a secret,
right.
There's a secret again.
No. Coulson. No.
Eye on me? Eye on you? What do you mean?
Tony, I've got my eye on you.
God damn it. Why is... Oh, he's crying.
I never got Cap's autograph. That really sucked. Well, oh. Bye.
Oh.
Little tear shed across his face there.
Do you think they had to remain perfectly still, or do you think that's a puppet?
Yeah. I'd say it was him.
I was wondering, like, how the hell, like, you have to hold, like, you can't breathe, you gotta, like, until the camera moves away, like, you can't do shit.
I mean, it's not that hard, because it wasn't there for that long. What was that? Someone's dead.
You mean the other people aren't dead?
My god, I never signed his baseball cards. Now I feel like an asshole.
Like, this is when the movie gets, like, real. Like, too real a little bit.
I mean, they killed a beloved character at this point.
Yeah, I know, and it's a spark for the Avengers, but... Oh.
Hi, it's the person from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, enough. Whatever. you just, and the janitor on the helicarrier, I just cleaned that window. I just cleaned it. Now I have to cover it with HIV medicine and everything.
Well, and
I'm just
this
saying.
went to a place.
Well, no, I mean, if it's blood, you got to be careful with that shit. You don't need it now.
Also, I want to point out that since, well, spoilers, those weren't covered with blood. Do you think Sam Jackson just took his card from his locker and just spread it all over Coulson's body before
he
came up?
I think he did.
That's kind of dickish.
I know. But he's Nick Fury, after all.
Coulson, I'm sorry for this. Swipe, swipe, swipe. Swipe. Do you think this is bloody, Maria? No. Swipe him a couple more times.
Oh my god.
Oh god, you left a paper cut! Get out of here!
The Avengers Initiative. And then he says the Avengers Creed. On a day, I think it's like on a day like any other, when something heroes Earth's mighty, they, I can't remember the exact, I'm going to read it. I'm going to find it real quick. Cause they used to put it out in front of Avengers comics. They don't do it anymore.
So remember that Coulson guy? He died. Black Sabbath. Oh, this is guys. It was fun. And then, of course, it's Steve Rogers with his blue shirt. And then we have Thor here. Walking up to his hammer again.
Wonder where he's at.
Oh my god, am I worthy? Will I be able to pick it up? I'm doubting myself. I don't have my napkins anymore.
Oh, here it goes. And under the day, and there came a day like any other, when Earth's mightiest heroes and heroines found themselves united against a common threat. On that day, the Avengers were born. To fight the foes, no single superhero could withstand. Throughout the years, their roster has prospered, changed many times. Their glory has never been denied. Heed the call. Then, for now, the Avengers assemble.
Beautiful. And then we have Mark Ruffalo naked here.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Looks pretty good, though. Although, I would think his ass might be hurting because he's sitting on concrete.
I think he's still wearing undies. It's just not showing.
No, but still, whatever. It's still shit there. I mean, come on. I kind of wish this was Stanley's cameo.
Are you an alien? Wilson, you've got a condition.
And that again became a line everybody told their friends. You got a condition.
I definitely know Ben has a condition.
Oh, screw you. I always was weirded out by how, like, it became Technicolor all of a sudden.
Oh, God. Hawkeye's tripping balls.
I think he is.
Everything is in Technicolor.
And then it goes to regular color. It's just a little weird. Like, why was it like that?
You see, Scarlet, I was in a wonderful place full of fire and brimstone. And Cap was there. And Tony was there, and you were there.
Why does he refer to them in name first names basis when he doesn't even know them?
And there were wonderful little creatures poking me in the butt with pitchforks.
Jeremy Renner's seen some shit. Look at that. I mean, Hawkeye. Well, alluding to her past. Wonder what that means.
Do you think we'll ever have a Black Widow movie?
I hope so. She deserves one. Be a great spy movie. Nope. Again, our relationship in one word.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hit you really hard in the head.
Well, that would involve me hitting you, because you can't hit me at all.
You're a bitch. Whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hi. I'm just going to stare into your eyes. Hope that's okay.
She always looks so seductive. It's ridiculous. By the way, do you know speaking of seductions, Scarlett Johansson is actually going to voice Ka the Snake in the upcoming remake of the Jungle Book movie.
That's weird.
Yep.
Isn't the snake supposed to be a dude?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see.
So, slowing down again a little bit here.
Yeah, again, this is the part, again, like for that first sign, that first, like I said earlier, that first time, it's like, tell me more. But now it's like, can we skip to the fight? And you could just by pressing the R1 button.
We're watching this on the PlayStation.
Yeah, R2. Or R, I don't know which button's to skip chapter or something.
Ben doesn't know anything about the PlayStation.
Cool. You know, I like that their relationship isn't sexual. It's just a good partnership. You know, two men and a woman who, you know, just work together really well. They probably have done it, but it's nothing lingering. I'm pretty sure they've done it, okay?
Natasha, your zipper is falling down. I just wanted to point that out.
I'm gonna zip it up for you. Okay. And here we get some... By the way, I really don't like how Cap is dressed right here. It just looks weird.
What, you mean half costume and just a blue shirt?
Yeah, it's like he just showed up on set, like, we gotta shoot now, and... Okay, just go.
No, I don't want to put on that suit. Ain't nobody got time for that. Oh.
By the way, it kind of looks like a security cam, that white thing right above Cap. Kind of looks.
You
like
mean
a...
that lamp?
Yeah. Oh, is that a lamp? I'm sorry, it looks like a security cam. Probably is a security cam.
Have you seen
lamp.
Many security cams?
Yes.
That are white?
Yes.
I don't think you have.
Oh, because Afghanistan? Oh, shit. Tony's getting sense.
We are not soldiers.
Hurry.
Remember that advertisement in the comics that would show Steve as a soldier, Thor as a god, and what was Tony's role in it?
He was the knight.
Was he?
Yeah, he was the... Because he's Iron. He's in a suit of armor. He's the knight. And here somehow Tony deduces it all together.
My god. I put it all together. Because I'm the smartest man here.
This is a little meta. A little meta with the movie references.
Oh, well, shit.
I was like, I'm exactly like him. And look, the glory of New York City.
The same city we see multiple times in Spider-Man movies.
Well, it's because he's based in New York City.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
because Stan Lee didn't want to create a made-up place instead of just...
Well, he wanted to make the world feel real, like this could happen in your own backyard, minus, you know, certain things.
And he pretty much knew every street in, what, Brooklyn?
Well, Brooklyn,
or New York?
New York, really. Or at least, like, South...
Give me about 2 days. I need to solder my helmet together.
I always love this scene.
Yeah! Hi, I'm Cap. We get the sleeves.
Told you, he's powering up.
Still kind of dumb.
Another line everybody used. Trying to get your friend to do something, son.
Just don't.
It's like old people say that. I say that whenever I see like young guys like, son, don't even try.
Get out of here. Put that candy down.
I bet you it's ketchup.
Nope, it's Coulson's blood. He just swiped it across his wounds.
Maybe he did. Maybe there was blood across on the freaking behind.
Wow, this spear made this oddly shaped card slot here. Slit.
God damn it. Oh, wow, Tony's having a hard time flying there.
Tripped up a little bit there.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
okay,
it's Cosmic Cube.
Okay, shit like this that we're about to see is why I don't understand why anybody in the Marvel Universe would live in fucking New York City. Oh, meeting of the minds.
You know, there's a fun fact about the Tesseract that is an actual concept that could be achieved.
What?
The entire ordeal with the Tesseract there that can transfer power wherever you have two interconnecting cubes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Really?
That's it. It's an actual thing that could happen.
Really? Oh.
It's a concept and we're nowhere near that kind of technology, but it's a thing.
One day, just like, you know, like, if you think about technology, we are leaps and bounds than what we were, say, 15 years ago.
And of course, we get that swagger. Just taking off the armor.
Watching him.
Smigrin. Yeah. I got a plan. I got this.
Nope. It's kind of weird how he puts the armor on. And
but hey, we're going to have
that,
Tony Curtin.
I love that shot of the Empire State Building right behind him. Too bad that's all green screen, though.
It's a little thing we call ourselves. Yeah.
That's a lot of alcohol. By the way, you notice how gray he has more gray in his hair?
He's been under a lot of stress.
True. That's what causes gray hairs, right? He's super stressed.
Stress, old age, being possessed by Parallax. Hi. I'm just gonna keep holding
this. Look, he just has a big shit eagerty smirgrin.
Of course, we have Tony putting when he put on those bracelets for some reason. Yeah. Yet again, another quote everyone said.
We have a Hulk.
I have an army. We have a Hulk.
This came out the year the same Dark Knight Rises came out.
And it did a lot better than Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, it did. I still like Dark Knight Rises, but we'll talk about that when we do a commentary for it.
What are you talking about? Ow.
Dude, what the fuck? Ask first. I love the ting. Viagra joke. No, erectile dysfunction joke. That's like a thing as a kid. You're like, what is he talking about? Then when you watch years earlier, oh, God.
Why? And right through the floor.
Again.
What is this, Watchmen?
Right through the glass, you mean? And again, Loki gets pwned by the fucking suit of armor.
Yeah.
I love this. This is my favorite incarnation of how he puts on the armor. Aerodynamic as fuck.
Yeah. It's great. The truth is, I am Iron Man.
By the way, those people should have been melted a little bit.
Hi.
Look how sleek that new model looks.
So and like, nope.
And pwned. Uh-oh. And here, so shit gets real, man. Oh, good lord. This is what we've all been waiting for, right? Oh, boy.
Yeah, our world is definitely about to break.
Oh, come on. Don't you start.
We're all about to be tormented and attacked. And we're going to be lost from when we wake.
And this is the first time we've really seen Iron Man fight something that's not normal.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so surreal to see.
And after this, there's definitely no way to go back.
No, you can't.
Because, you see, right now, what we're seeing here is that Iron Man is standing on his own.
Oh, my God.
But now he's not alone.
Well, he's still alone so far.
Avengers is...
Why are you all standing there? Move! Okay, maybe it's just me, and I know it's a movie, but if I freaking see that shit, I'm going. And then after a certain feat, I'm looking back. But I'm going!
See, like that guy?
Like exactly. He looks back. I'm like, no, just run. You'll see it on the news later. Run.
I don't need to see it on the news. I'm experiencing it. Oh, we have Ashley Johnson.
I don't know who that is.
She is a voice actor that plays Ellie in The Last of Us.
Oh, that's right. That's crazy. Oh, Dim Horns are back. Look at that. Like, this is the first time we've ever seen New York under attack. You know,
yeah.
Like, we've seen Spider-Man fight, that's about it, right? But this is the first time New York's been invaded, and it's kind of cool, it's surreal. It's a little weirder just because after 9/11, it's kind of surreal to see this, but from a comic book standpoint, it's cool. By the way, apparently, according to Hiddleston, Hemsworth was, they were actually going at it, and Hemsworth kind of kicked his ass a little bit in this scene.
She also voices Terra in Teen Titans Go.
Huh. Like, as a cop, like, what the fuck did we do? Damn.
Ashley Johnson is so awesome.
She's not in this scene. She wouldn't become famous till a year later, actually. She probably worked on this and then went to the work on The Last of Us, actually, if you think about it.
Oh, she was on a whole bunch of other stuff, too, that's not really talk about.
Of notoriety. A lot of people learned her name because of The Last of Us.
Yep, she is the voice of Tara.
Oh, come on, who doesn't want to do this once in a while? Oh, Loki has ridiculous aim. Spear.
But Loki's the one with the spear.
And what is Cap doing here?
Chilling.
Hold on. Like right there, like he is literally hamming into him.
Hamming.
Like right there, what the fuck is Cap? Cap, sit the fuck down.
Well, it's kind of hard to sit down when you're losing your balance. And crash. It almost looks like the plane actually landed on someone there.
A little bit. Maybe it did.
Jesus. My God. Still not as much destruction as was in the Man of Steel.
No, but to be fair, the thing in Man of Steel was causing a lot more destruction than Loki's contraption was. But we'll talk about that when we were commentary Man of Steel.
Run! Run!
Oh, and he... Remember when I said I squealed?
Hi. I'm a giant turtle.
I always assumed it was a whale, not a turtle.
It's a snake whale.
Snake whale turtle?
Snake whale turtle.
Okay. Snake whale turtle.
All of the things.
Hasn't... Yeah, look at that. Just like, what the... I think I actually muffled. What the fuck?
And that's when the Avengers realize that they will always fight as one.
I swear to God.
Until, of course, the battle is won.
The battle, it's a never-ending battle. And this thing has poor fucking aim.
Because, you see, assembled they are strong.
Again, this is why I could never be a superhero, because you would undoubtedly encounter shit like this, and I would not know how to comprehend it, and I would freeze.
You were just saying earlier that if you ever see something like that, you would hightail it and run. And then you're saying that you would just freeze.
No, if I was a superhero. Like, if you're a superhero dealing with certain things, but then you deal with shit like this, like, this is too big for me, fuck this. Oh, shake. Again, now, our relationship in a nut hole.
That really tickled. Well,
damn. Deuces.
Pisces.
And Loki kind of disappears after that.
Yeah, it does.
Which is a little weird.
I'm joining my team over here. I'm surprised they didn't lace that dagger with some kind of poison or something.
Yeah, you think, but then... I don't know. It's weird.
But then how will Thor learn from his mistakes?
That's true.
Because as we all know,
These things have poor shots. Look at that! They're clearly missing!
It's not about killing the people. It's about causing the destruction. Oh, there's a thing there. Because, Scarlett Johansson, as we've all learned from previous movies, gunshots does everything.
Do everything?
Does everything.
Those arrows are not CGI.
They are surprisingly CGI.
Oh, trick arrows.
Yeah!
I really love this.
Run off this bus.
Cap Whee! Sort of running through the streets of New York.
Hi, how y'all doing? I'm going to save you.
By the way, apparently Hawkeye, or Jeremy Renner, actually has a horrible... holds the bow in a completely wrong way, apparently.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that, and I'm like, damn. Okay, you're in New York, shit's getting invaded, all of a sudden you see a dude in a red, white, and an American, dressed in an American flag. What the fuck do you do?
Get my falcon wings and help out.
Oh, look, ad for the Lion King in the background.
Remember who you are, Simba.
Oh, I know this is one of your favorite scenes.
Yeah! Come on, sons. Do you think this A on my forehead stands for France?
Look, he just stands up boldly.
Punch. Yeah. I'm just going to cut this off. Hope that's okay.
And just I'm gonna pose.
He actually cut the Jatori's arm off with a shield, by the way.
Yeah, I saw. Yep. He just posed there. Damn! Fuck that! Fuck that! Fuck that! Fuck that! Run away!
What, you don't want to fight the space whale?
No, I don't want to fight the space turtle whale.
The space turtle snake whale.
No, it's not a snake. It's as big as a whale. It's a space turtle whale.
What would you spear. Do with the mood?
Where the fuck did Shatari know how to spear?
Martial arts.
Not even a thing. Again, these guys
makes martial arts. But then again, I hear it's called dirty boxing. Yeah!
Oh, where the fuck have you been?
Hey, you got some sleeves. Good job. Oh, hey, he's got his napkins.
He's fully powered up. Sleeves and napkins.
Oh,
Cap just commands the situation.
Yeah, he does.
He owns it.
He's a modified leader. And, of course, Bruce Banner on the moped.
I know I laughed when I saw that scene. That's not a moped, it's a motorcycle.
It's a moped-a-cycle.
This all seems horrible. And I know that I said that line a lot whenever I see an accident. Well, this seems horrible.
So how you doing? And possibly one of the greatest moments in the movie.
Okay, you remember how I said I squealed? How I said I squealed?
You definitely squealed at this upcoming scene?
I think everybody fucking squealed here.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and walk slowly towards it.
And of course, the line I won't stop quoting, or you.
My body's always ready.
Oh, come on. Like,
yeah!
That's just one of those, like, yeah.
America!
Not even.
And then I'm going to shoot you with a nuke. Hope that's okay. Of course, the music.
The music is great. This is my favorite piece of music in all the movies. It's just so fucking heroic and it fits.
Hey, you blew up our space whale.
That roar. And of course, this iconic shot of all of them together for the first time.
Because assembled, we are strong, forever fighting as one.
That's Avengers Assemble. You know, that's another thing that they don't, that's the one other downside. Nobody ever says Avengers Assemble.
Don't they say it in another movie? No, they don't, because they never reappear.
Not yet, at least.
Mark Ruffalo, slouching.
Kind of looks like Frankenstein a little bit. That's so cool. Damn, his armor got fucked up quick.
Well, he was fighting a giant space whale.
I know.
Stop. Well, Pisces. You think Flint was scared as shit?
Probably. Well, no, he's probably done shit like that before.
Right. Yeah. Oh, bye.
Oh.
Smash. Yeah.
Smegrin. This is why people want to be the Hulk. Seriously. Shit like this.
Just to let loose.
Fuck yeah,
ow.
Dude.
Ow.
The Hulk's the ultimate power fantasy.
That was my face. Ow.
Smack!
Of course, go to the highest point.
Although being Thor would be pretty cool, too. See, this is science, people. You're going to use that as an electrical conductor. Steel is a great electrical conductor, isn't it?
As a certain character from Breaking Bad would say, science, bitch.
Science, bitch!
Yeah!
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, space whale.
Another one. Oh, there's two!
It's pushing it back.
What is this?
And it kaboomed.
Damn.
Oh, hey, there's Ashley Johnson again in the monitor. Great voice actor. Actress. That one.
What are actors? Excuse me, actor. Look, do you know what's wrong with his form? His bow and arrow form? I don't know.
I don't know specifically.
I love that, though. Swag.
I'm just going to shoot things without actually looking at them. Now, this is a great part here.
Where he looks away?
Kaboom. Oh, I was thinking of a different scene.
Yeah.
Damn.
A little later. Not too much, though. I just love how, like, I literally think I was hanging on the edge of my seat as the action kicked up.
Kaboom.
Damn. All that collateral damage.
And somehow Tony has a con on his cheek.
I don't know how that happens either.
It wouldn't have had to have happened when Loki threw him through the window.
Okay, seriously? Move!
I'm the whole cat you doing.
That is, I love that. He just, and look how strong, this is how strong he is. He can pull it down because of his own momentum.
Yeah.
Why are you so close to the glass? Get away!
I want to see what's going on.
Oh, shut the, and then when they die, they have nobody else to blame. Widow Sting.
Yeah.
I really wish he used that more, though.
Don't you shoot me.
Damn, she is, like, on edge. Rightfully so. By the way, her blood looks really fake at the top of her head.
It's drying.
It looks kind of fake.
Have you ever left your blood out to dry?
And her hair looks a little too prim and pretty for me in this point. Okay. This upcoming sequence right here is the best sequence in the movie.
Yeah!
Acrobatics for the win.
No wonder you like playing as Death more.
What?
And Dark Souls 2.
Acrobatics?
Yeah. Because you don't know how to block.
Screw you.
Yeah!
That's weird.
GTA, motherfucker!
That's weird how they're chained up like that, though.
Ow.
How does this work? How is she controlling them?
Well, she's on top of them.
All right, here begins my favorite sequence in the movie. As you go from Black Widow to Iron Man. Oh.
And, of course, this little scene here.
Yeah, everybody loves that. Transition up.
Reminds me of that one game, Ultimate Alliance, that one.
Yep. Then you transition to Hawkeye. Cool shot.
Yeah.
All the way.
Kaboom, right into the space.
And then transition to the final. I love this. I will never get tired of seeing this.
Just kick everybody's ass.
Seriously, it's just great. It's a
stab and shocking hit. Oh my god, there's a giant space whale in my museum.
That's actually a train station.
And of course,
our relationship.
Immediate moment.
Why does he do that? He smirks like. Oh, Selvig's back to normal.
My god, where am I? How did I get this cut on my forehead? Why is my nose bleeding?
Why am I shirtless? What?
What?
What are they shooting at?
Things. And for some reason, he died after just getting kicked in the face. Oh my god! There are things in here!
Oh, it's Ashley Johnson again.
Ow.
No, the shield didn't come back to him yet. I'm gonna shove this desk into you.
Just break that dude's neck.
Oh.
No, my mask! It holds my power!
Oh my god.
Ruh-roh. Yeah.
Ow. You know, you could literally cut yourself that way or impale yourself. Oh. Damn, look how fucked up his costume got. Not pristine blue anymore.
Hey, it's Ashley Johnson.
She's a lot older than I thought she'd be.
She is very pretty, though.
And another line people would say, I recognize my parents made a decision, but because it's a stupid-ass decision, I've elected to ignore it. It's crazy, though, that they're willing to nuke Manhattan. That's just nuts.
Well, there's a jet invasion going on. It's either...
No, I know that, but come on.
Because the UN just needs any reason to just nuke anything.
It's not the UN, though.
It's just any kind of peacekeeping place that wants any reason to nuke anything. I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm just kind of flying. I'm flying. Oh, here. I think this is what you're talking about.
Fly in the sky.
Da 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 da. Foo!
Yeah!
Oh.
You silly mortal. Shit.
I don't know why he does that. I really don't get it.
Why he catches the arrow?
No, why he flips it open.
What do you mean why he flips it open? It's how it explodes.
Okay, is this everybody's favorite scene? I need this as everybody's favorite scene.
What? What?
Everybody wants to do that to their boss, no lie.
Puny god. Love it.
I think I couldn't even hear Hulk say that because the audience would not stop laughing, and I couldn't stop laughing.
And of course, we listen closely, you hear Loki squeal a little bit.
Like just like that when you get like you get like a guy got hit in the nuts. What the fuck was that? Like
you get hit in the nuts very often?
No, but I haven't. It hurts. Somebody get the number on that Hulk that hit me.
Okay, you see how
close he's leaning to the edge of the building? I would be backing the fuck away from that.
Well, he's one step closer to the edge, and he's about to break.
Oh my god. Dropping the references like you wouldn't believe.
It's what I do.
Thor, what are you doing?
My vehicle! Oh, hey,
oh shit.
Just flying through buildings.
And Iron Man just falls right before the building collapses. Can you imagine all the lives and jobs that are lost because of this fucking fight? Look at this shit.
But think of all the jobs that were created to reconstruct it.
Oh, that's damage control's problem.
You're damage control.
Nope. That's how you know it's bad.
Set up all the explosions. That's a bad case of heartburn.
Yeah, it is. Ow! Damn!
That was my face. Ow.
Oh.
We are insurance. We are farmers.
And
dun, 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 dun.
Fly Southwest. Bye, Zeus.
Oh no! Where are my arrows? Because you see in that one quick scene where he grabs that arrow and puts it in his quiver.
Yeah.
It would have to bend a little bit in order to fit in the way he tries to slide it in.
Uh huh.
Another indication of why it's CGI.
Did you were you an archer in high school, or at any point?
I did a little bit of archery when I was in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, okay. I always wanted to learn.
But that was a very short-lived thing.
Oh, okay. And now the point where the Avengers start getting their ass kicked a little bit.
Oh no! For some reason, they think this can affect me.
Well, you can't. Maybe it can't affect him, but you can like slow him down.
Hey, remember when they were doing a Sonic thing to Hulk? How did that work out? He threw a car door at them.
That's true.
Hey, it's a chick from How I Met Your Mother. Oh, no.
What? And he's just packing an RPG.
Where'd you get that? Your coat?
Probably.
Kaboom.
And ridiculous aiming again. He learned from the best.
Jensen?
No, well, yeah. Why do you think he dresses so sharply?
And, of course, another bogey. What do you think your handgun will be stopping?
I don't understand that either. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, Fury, really?
What are you going to do, shoot at the windshield? That probably has bulletproof glass on it anyways.
Yeah.
Ow.
Damn, man. Face.
Yeah. Deuces.
Okay. Real talk, this is where I get a little emotional.
Why are you a little emotional here?
Because Iron Man's about to die.
Why do you have to spoil it for me? I've never seen this movie before.
Shut up. I've been listening for the past couple hours.
I'm so tired.
Ow.
That was my stomach, asshole.
He just blocks with his hammer.
Yeah.
Oh! All those car insurance forms everybody's going to have to sign.
A Love it. Shove it right in there. Penetrate it. Penetrate it. Impregnate it.
What?
What?
Nope, don't do it yet.
Don't do it.
What is he speaking out of? Does he have something in his ear?
Yeah, he does.
God, look how messed up his armor is. Jesus. Oh, boom. I love that. I wonder what bridge that is.
The London Bridge?
No, not even in London.
I hear we'll sometimes going, it falls down.
We'll go to London in Thor the Dark World. Okay, seriously, this had me a little emotional in the theater. I'm not even kidding.
Are they about to actually kill off another Stark character? Is Tony Stark about to die?
And then, of course, he tries to reach his pepper. By the way, no Foggy. I mean, not Foggy. What's his name? Other guy. Oh,
see, Pepper, that's why you need to pay attention to your phone.
Or at least not leave it on fucking vibrate.
My God.
Like, I was literally, even though I knew, like, what the outcome was going to be, I was like, come on, Tony, come on, Tony, come on, Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you see how he's carrying the rocket?
Yeah.
That is an homage to Superman the movie from 1978.
Of course it is. Awesome. And Portal.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Ooga, 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 chaka?
Not yet. Oh. Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
Well, we have the movie's not out yet and on Blu-ray, so we can't talk about it yet.
What then?
Look how freaking empty this shit is.
Space is a very dark place.
This is why I can never be an astronaut. Like, just fuck this.
And Byzies. I'm just going to go ahead and let myself die now.
And then look, what the fuck?
Wish we just saw more space whales.
And here's I'm not a fan of what's about to happen. You destroy one thing and everybody else and everything else dies. I'm like, really? Come on. I get that it's a nice, clean way but to end it all, but...
Cleanup's going to be a bitch, though, after this.
Oh, hell yeah.
What are we going to do about the giant space whales on top of the buildings?
I don't know. Maybe Hulk lifted it up or something?
Maybe Hulk lifted it up. Like, he leads the cleanup.
Probably. And he's just going to leave Cap. He's going to leave Tony in there. Lovely. Nice, Tony.
Or nice Cap. Hey, he sacrificed himself. And Portal.
Uh-oh. Hey,
He's kind of going faster. Oh! Yeah! Plop.
Love that. Look how much damage was done! Jesus Christ! Not as bad as Man of Steel, but Steel.
Just gonna throw off
his
face.
He just rips it off like it's nothing.
Your battery's dying there, Tony.
Oh, man.
You might want to wake up now. Would you like to get some shawarma? Maybe? No?
Although, apparently, you can see that sign right before he takes the flight off to save the missile.
Yeah. Oh,
this is what I'm going to do to you to wake you up. I'm just going to growl at you.
What? Are you hitting on me?
What the hell?
What?
He's not even sure. Oh, and... Tony, oh, I'm sorry, Tony, are you a homophobe?
What? this would traumatically stress Iron Man.
Hell yeah. We'll see
into some kind of disorder.
We'll see the fallout in the next movie.
Fallout 3? Fallout 4 confirmed?
We're not done yet. I like how elegant Thor is.
We are not done yet.
He's just hungry. Guys, I'm just hungry. He's barely crawling out.
How many bones do you think was broken after Hulk beat him to the ground?
I'm surprised his pelvis isn't broken.
His pelvis.
Like, he shouldn't be able to walk. Or his leg.
Hi.
Oh, damn.
I found another arrow.
He's struck. He's so in pain.
Because alcohol will make it better.
And for the first time ever, the Avengers have saved the world.
Yeah. And of course we have the millions and millions of people treating them like gods.
Or also like, you know, like mourning the loss of all the life, you know?
Yeah. Of course we got the people getting the tattoos and getting the beards.
And you're gonna see this guy in right, there's a center who's gonna be talking in a second.
Hi Stanley.
I love that. I mean there would be people like that senator in the bottom right. Like who are these people? There would totally be people like that.
Well, of course.
You know, you get dangerous people running around with powers. I mean, like, come on. What the fuck is the problem?
And Tony Stark, once again, with his lessons from Jensen, has a nice suit.
Yep.
Hi, Ashley Johnson. How are you doing?
Ellie! Wrong Ellie. Damn it.
Oh, Larry!
It would have been funny if her name was Ellie in the movie.
Wouldn't it, though?
It's like, that's meta. Oh.
You're meta. Yeah. I've got a thing.
That's kind of cool that Fury would just give it back to them.
Well, I'm pretty sure Thor was threatening them anyways.
Probably.
So.
Well, when he touched
just keep his mouth shut.
Yeah. Smegrin.
Got that plasticky hammer there.
I don't think it looks plasticky here.
Biesies.
Oh, and they were never seen again.
See all on the flip side.
I think Steve even learned lessons from Jensen.
Come on, nerds. We're going to do some science.
Science bros.
Super science bros?
Super science bros.
Which one would be Mario and which one would be Luigi?
Oh, I would say that Iron Man would be Mario and Ruffalo is Luigi because Luigi is, I don't know. And Nick Fury just says, they'll come back. I got this.
That suggests my secret to Mario. I'm always angry.
I'm all... God damn it. Oh, and you will because a certain robot's coming your way.
What robot? I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll find out about him in a couple of years.
My God. Space.
The Final Frontier. Wait, not the wrong movie. Wrong movie. Wrong franchise.
Maybe we'll go see them in a galaxy far away.
You know what the Avengers and Star Trek do share? Giant what? Space whales.
My God, all of the green screen.
Yeah.
We got to build another giant phallus.
It looks cool though, I'm not going to lie. And I love this shot. Pans out, pans out, pans out.
Yeah.
And then you see that big A.
That big A-hole.
Oh, look, it conveniently... If only had the arrow, it would have been better. So that's Avengers Tower.
That would have been very convenient.
Yeah, well, this was convenient. So, Durgan! We've made it! We've ended Phase 1, finally!
It only took 5 years.
Oh, so... I think it's a surprise. We both love this fucking movie.
And, of course, I'm fast-forwarding to the post-credits.
Not yet. Hold on. Just let this play out because the post-credit sequence doesn't take that long to get there. So if you get there before me, pause it.
Well, I'm already in a Marvel Studios production.
Damn it. Well, I'm letting it play through because I'm enjoying the music.
It is great music to enjoy because it's just so heroic and grand.
I bought the soundtrack for this after the movie came out.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it that fucking much.
Jesus. How would you go about buying a soundtrack for this? Is it on iTunes? Really?
Yeah, iTunes. You can buy virtually... If it's a major movie, generally there's going to be a soundtrack. And they're generally going to be around anywhere between $12 to $15, depending on how big the file is.
Shame you can't buy a soundtrack for mini games. Like, I want the soundtrack to Kingdom Hearts.
Like, if it's Japanese, no, but American games, some of them you can do that. I know I bought the Mass Effect soundtrack that way.
Not even Japanese!
I'm just saying... As I said,
you can still buy Japanese music on iTunes.
You can?
Yeah. You can buy Ayumi Hamasaki's mini albums on iTunes.
Tom Hiddleston. Clark Gregg, R.I.P.
Wait, what?
I'm watching the credits, unlike you.
I don't. Clark Ped died. I did not know this.
So would you say after 5 years it was worth the wait for the Avengers?
It paid off? It was worth it and then some.
I remember...
It would definitely get you excited for the next installment of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Oh, look! Hey, look, we're back at that planetoid that we were at earlier.
What's with all these weird things in space? Why is there a staircase in space?
I wonder what this is.
What's so that glowing thing?
So this guy is basically summing up, you know, don't fuck with Earth. What?
Oh, hey, it's Mr. Two Thumbs.
Wait, what? What was that headpiece?
You mean his headpiece?
Court. I'm not going to say the line, I'm sorry. Oh, shit.
It's Mr. Purple Face. Shit, it's McGroom.
Okay. I started hyperventilating when I saw that. I legitimately, straight up, started hyperventilating, okay? I lost my shit. I kept screaming. Not screaming out loud, obviously. I was like, that's Thanos. That's fucking Thanos. That's Thanos. That's motherfucking Thanos. And then as I walked out of the theater with my dad, I looked at him like, that was Thanos! That was fucking Thanos. And I loved the when he smiles when he hears the word death. I love that.
Oh, God.
How did you react when you saw it was Thanos?
I was excited for the next installment. I mean, I'm nowhere near as crazy as you are, and of course I'm at the next post-credit sequence.
Oh, I'm not even going to watch that.
What do you mean you're not going to watch it?
I mean, it's nothing. I mean, I like it. When the first time I saw it, I didn't know it was a thing until...
It's a bunch of people eating shawarma. Come on.
Oh, well.
It's a nice comedic...
After the first time. But either way, that'll conclude...
Phase one.
So, hopefully... No, we will. We will be doing phase two, starting with Iron Man 3. But until next time, take care, guys.
Bye-sies.